Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buck Brief. This episode, our friend Ryan Gerdusky joins to lay out for us all the most important things in politics. He's got a phenomenal Substack. I subscribe to it. I read it every week. The National Populist Newsletter. I think you should check it out. Go to Substack.com. Type in National Populist Newsletter or check out Ryan Gerdusky's name. Mr. Ryan, let's start with something before I ask you to start telling me how things are looking going into Iowa now, less than 2 months away and all this stuff. George Santos, as we speak right now, has been expelled from the Congress. What's your take on this? And what do you think the GOP believes they've accomplished by doing this?
You know, George asked me to be his campaign manager. I knew George back before all the controversy. He told people we grew up together, which we did not. I don't know why he told people that. he did. be careful what you wish for. He really wanted to be famous, and he is famous for sure. And I think that, listen, he's a liar, and I don't know if he's not gonna go. The case against him is very strong, and the likelihood of him going to jail is very high. And I see what they did. He also didn't help himself by not making friends throughout the way. Yesterday, famously, when Max Miller said that he stole money, he said to Max Miller, "Will you beat women?" Which is an allegation from Max Miller's past. He was willing to burn every bridge on the way out. So he did in the end. I think this is actually not a great precedent, though, for Congress, because he has not been found guilty of any charges. And that is the precedent for everything. Going forward, he's one of six members ever to get expelled from Congress. He's the first Republican to get expelled from Congress. The other five members, two had found guilty of crimes in a court of law, and the other three were members of the Confederacy. So it's a very dangerous precedent, I think, by doing this. I understand why they did it. I mean, he is in my opinion, very clearly, obviously guilty. He broke a lot of house ethic rules. So I get why morally they did it, but I do think this is a dangerous precedent.
What was the of the allegations? Because you said, you know, there's a criminal component of this that's playing out alongside this simultaneously. What's the worst thing that he did?
He stole donors' credit card information and used it for personal purchases, for clothes, vacations, Botox, OnlyFans subscriptions. I think there's a wiring fraud charge. He made up that he had donations that he never had, which is an FEC violation, which is a criminal violation. He was taking money from other campaigns' accounts that were had the same treasurer as him and wiring them to his account, allegedly. Lot of monetary fraud going on. He also, there's a big question of his net worth. I think he went from something like having a net worth of like $75,000 in 2020 to having a net worth of like $2.4 million in 2020. And he couldn't detail how that money got there. He wasn't able to sit there and say how he made millions of dollars in a very, very short period of time. And he was running for Congress the entire time he was doing that. So there's a lot of questions into like where the money came from, where the money went, how money came into his account, what money he stole, what people's identity he stole, what credit card wiring fraud he stole. Yeah, not great. Not great at all.
I mean, so is it fair to say if he is found guilty of some of these things, he may be going to prison?
Yeah, the chances of him going to federal prison are fairly substantially high. And his answer so far has been that it was the treasurer who did this. He had no idea. I know his treasurer. She was like in her late 60s, older lady who had been working in the business for decades and had a very good reputation before George. So I don't know. I don't know what the court's going to find. At this point, it's going to be hard to find a jury that does not have an opinion on George Santos.
And what was, so you know him a bit, right? I mean, you were his campaign manager at one point. Is that
No. Asked me to be his campaign manager.
Oh, asked you to be his campaign manager.
Yeah, I said no.
What? You said no. Okay, probably a good move in retrospect.
One of the best things I ever said, yeah.
Did you get the sense, I mean, obviously you turned down that job. Did you get the sense that there was something off about this guy?
Well, he would always tell me how wealthy he was. And you know wealthy people. I know very wealthy people. And the wealthier someone is, the less they talk about money. There's that old saying that wealth whispers and money screams. And I knew enough wealthy. Like he would say he has a city car and then a Long Island car. And I'm like, these are things that not real people ever do. Like this is all kind of weird nonsense. And he'd always talk about money every chance that he possibly could. So that was like a bit of a red flag. And then one day he called me and he said that he was mugged in a parking lot. And he said that they stole his bag, his briefcase bag. And he described like the model. He described what it was made out of. He described like it was like a $50,000 bag and yada, 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 yada. And I don't remember the details now. It was like a alligator print, Bergen, something insanely, something very hard to get. It's something that is very, brands that are very expensive. Anyway, I called my friend who's a very well-known fashion designer. And I said to them, I said, oh, my friend just got robbed and he got robbed of his bag. And my friend said, oh, what was the bag? And I described exactly what George had told me. And my friend goes, yeah, that bag doesn't exist. He's like, that bag flat out does not exist. He's like, I know the brand that makes these bags. I know what bags they have. He's like, they do not make a bag like this. This does not exist.
Hold on a second. Are you sure they didn't make a special edition George Santos bag?
He wasn't a nobody at the time. He also told me that his house was robbed.
I swear, I'm kidding, Ryan. I'm kidding. I don't think
I know. He told me that the Chinese Communist Party tried to kidnap his niece at one point. Like, the lies were so extraordinarily large that I was like, this guy's full of shit.
When did this all start unraveling? It was stuff about his bio, right? Like, he lied about...
Our last conversation George and I ever had was the New York Times was supposed to be doing this puff piece, basically, the first openly gay Republican elected. And he had flipped... He had the second highest result for a Republican running in a Biden district nationwide. And it was this extraordinary piece, and yeah, or third, whatever the case was. Very, very, very amazing performance in a Biden district. And they were supposed to do this puff piece, and the more they questioned him, the more they didn't, like, things didn't add up. And, like, you're from New York City, like I am. He went to a CUNY school. And he said he was on the volleyball team at a CUNY school. I don't know if any CUNY schools that have a volleyball team. And then he said he played Harvard in the volleyball team. Harvard is definitely not the
same. That's almost like saying you're on the croquet team at a CUNY school. Like, that's not a thing that's really big.
It made no sense. And then, but like, Harvard does not play CUNY schools in any sport ever under any circumstance. Like, unless they fall. Like, it's just, everything was such an extraordinarily insane lie. And then I called him and I go, okay, well, you need to hire a crisis management person and you need to do this and you need to do like whatever. And I said, what of this is not true? And he's like, the only thing that's not true about what I've said is I graduated from school when I never graduated. I don't think he even ever attended the college he said he attended. Everything was like a lie. And after a while, I was like, okay, there's no light at the end of this tunnel. And then a friend of mine DM'd me a DM from a very left-wing journalist, and he was DMing the left-wing journalist, was like, you should investigate Ryan Gruduski. So I was like, F this guy. I just have no patience whatsoever. And I was like, I'll just say what I know when I know it. But he was, he was just, he lies. It's a compulsory problem. He cannot not lie.
So can I ask, I have some friends who on the right who are very bare knuckle on their approach to politics. And here's what they're shouting about right now. Now that Santos has been expelled, they're saying, why isn't Senator Menendez expelled? And I don't really have a good answer for them. You know what I mean? Like, Democrat senator from New Jersey, second time he's been federally indicted, and he probably should have been convicted the first time. So,
yeah.
What do you say to that?
I agree. I don't think if I was a member of the House of Representatives, I don't know if I would have expelled him, because I think it's a dangerous precedent. The precedent is you have to be found guilty in a court of law before you are removed from office. That is the precedent. It's been the precedent in the House for over 150 years. I think that it is a very dangerous precedent to set. I think that Bob Menendez is likely to go to federal prison as well. If there's like an ounce of like a good jury in, I don't know, he's being convicted in DC or in New Jersey, but he clearly was like giving information to the Egyptian government. Like, the guy was, or Turkish government, whatever. I think it was Egyptian. Yeah, Egyptian. Guy is clearly guilty of sin. He was probably going to see underage brothels in Dominican Republic before this. The guy is guilty as anything. And, I don't know. George is not running for re-election anyway. I guess you could have waited to see how it all bore out, and the investigation happened. But I agree. I think that Bob Menendez should be indicted and impeached. This is a new standard, a lot of people may end up, a lot of people with some very shady information in their background may end up being not loving this as the new standard.
Yeah, I mean, it strikes me as, okay, like, this is the rule now. Just wait until they decide to meet you.
And then probably be impeached as well.
Who? What?
Jamal Bowman, who pulled the fire alarm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just feel like now, just wait till they decide to, you know, me too some Republican, like to Kavanaugh him, basically. And it's just, well, now he has to be expelled from the Senate because there's an allegation against him. No due process, nothing. You're going to say, you know, we know Democrat. They did it to Kavanaugh. Why wouldn't they do it to a member of the Congress?
I agree entirely, and I agree that if this is the new standard, then Bob Menendez 100% should be removed from office.
But it's not going to happen, because the Democrats play tough. Brian, I want to ask you where we're going here with Iowa and all that stuff, so we'll get into this in just a second here as the actual votes are getting close to being cast. But look, there's a war on masculinity these days from the left in America, as you know, but wherever you are politically, you could probably use a boost in your day-to-day, certainly as you get older. And if you want strength and vitality instead of weakness and complacency, there are some things out there that can really help you, like what you can get from Chalk. Chalk is a phenomenal supplement company where they help you maximize masculinity by boosting testosterone up to 20% over 90 days. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at Chalk.com. Use code BUCK for 35% off any Chalk subscription for life. That's Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code BUCK for 35% off. Subscriptions are cancelable at any time, but once you try the Chalk supplements, you're going to love them. I do the Chad mode. It's actually what it's called. I know. It's actually called Chad mode. It's amazing. Chad mode pre-workout, because I need a little boost in the morning. It is phenomenal. Highly, highly recommended. All right, Ryan, tell me, Tell me what's going on here. I mean, we saw the DeSantis v. Newsom debate. Is your expectation that that will move the needle at all for DeSantis, or is it just kind of a spectacle?
I think that for a lot of people who don't live online, it was a really good thing because he used a lot of things like the map of all the feces across San Francisco that a lot of my relatives have never seen before because they don't live on Twitter like I do sometimes. And that was a great debate thing. And the truth of the matter is that people like DeSantis. He still has extremely high favorabilities among Republicans. It's not like 2016 where Jeb Bush was in the dump after the primary because his reputation was destroyed. DeSantis' reputation has not been destroyed. He has just not sold anyone on liking him more than Trump. And he has not sold why he should be a preferred candidate more than Trump. And Trump's poll numbers in the general election have gone up over time. And the case of I will do better than him in the general is, it's hard to make that case when the poll numbers are saying the other way around. But there's nothing Republicans love more than a Republican who beats up on the press or the Democrats. And he did a great job against Gavin Newsom. Newsom's entire argument was DeSantis is really liberal, but really conservative. He's liberal because he doesn't like fracking the Everglades. And he's liberal because he supported amnesty, which I don't think he ever supported. And he's liberal because, whatever. But he's actually too far right conservative. And it just never, it was a very, to wage against DeSantis. He's going into the caucuses. Everything's on Iowa for him. It's make or break. It's do or die. He's got the governor's endorsement. He probably might get one or two of the senator's endorsements. He got Bob Van Platt's endorsement with evangelicals is very important. It's everything's on the ground, and it's a caucus. It's not a primary, so it's much, much, much different. You have to show up at a school or a church or wherever and caucus for 7-8 hours of the day. And in some places, they remove delegates around. If there's a tie, they draw straws, they flip cards. It's a very kind of archaic, very weird system in Iowa. And Trump lost Iowa the first time. Cruz came back at the very end and surprised everybody. In 2016, in 2012, Huckabee, I think, won, or no, Santorum, and then he came back from behind and won a surprise victory, and in Huckabee, he had a surprise victory in 08. Iowa gives surprises a lot to people, but they very rarely pick the nominee. I think going all in Iowa is probably not the smartest move politically. I don't know if it gives life to his campaign after Iowa, but it's something, but he has to win it. If he does not win it, he has to drop out. There's just no other way around it. And Haley is surging, I think, everywhere else. But the problem for Haley is Haley has a large consensus vote of I don't like Donald Trump. DeSantis's vote is I like Trump, but I also like you. But I think it's time for a new energy or, you'll do right. You're a great governor right. Or whatever the case. If DeSantis drops out, in my opinion, 75% of his voters are going to Trump. If Haley drops out, most of her voters are going to DeSantis. So the argument that if, Haley's surging, so it's time for Trump, DeSantis to drop out to give it to Haley, I don't think that actually materializes into anything real.
All right, I want your latest analysis on the Biden question here in a second. But first up, friends, this is just something that's absolutely needed. I've partnered with friends at something called Patriot Defender. Here's what Patriot Defender does. It's a membership that you join, and then you have protection for your rights, freedoms, and reputation. They will provide you with attorneys if your rights are violated on First Amendment issues, Second Amendment issues, a whole range of things. Basically, if wokeness comes for you, Patriot Defender has got your back. They'll provide you with IRS audit assistance, concealed carry defense assistance, reputational harm for you or your business if wokeness and the left wing is weaponized against you. So I'm a partner in this business. I think it's really important, and I think you should join and become a member today. Go to patriotdefender.com. Patriot Defender is the only membership of its kind that goes beyond just defense for concealed carry weapons. Patriot Defender will cover what others won't to protect you, your family, and your livelihood. It's inexpensive, just a little monthly charge to be a member, and then you have this great protection. And I know these guys who started the company. I've partnered with them. I'm a member. I think it's really important to have these days. So your reputation, your livelihood, your right to defend yourself, you have people that have your back at Patriot Defender. Go to patriotdefender.com. Sign up today. Ryan, I'm losing my mind here because it's getting, now we're past the state, you know, the state, I think Nevada, I think South Carolina, one or two other states were passed already where you could get a new candidate on the ballot easily. And everyone just keeps telling me it's not going to be Biden. I was at a dinner last night with a bunch of friends, and I'm the only one who's saying, guys, it's going to be Biden slash Harris. Like, it has to be one or the other or both. There's no other plan. Is there another plan, really? Am I missing something?
No, there is no plan. This is like when we heard Oprah was going to be the Democratic nominee for 30 years. Michelle Obama is going to be the Democratic nominee, which she's not even interested in ever being in politics. She hates politics. There is no other plan. It is going to be Biden. Like, unless he dies, there is, or he has a serious injury that literally forbids him to run, he is going to be the Democratic nominee for office. I know that people sit there and say that seems like it is impossible. That is what they said in 2020 as well. Like, it is impossible. He is just too old. He is going to be the Democratic nominee. His fake teeth are going to sit there and smile across the stage as he sits there and defends Bidenomics and his record and everything else. And I just don't see in any capacity how it'll be anybody else. And if something happens to him, it's going to be Kamala. I know
we're like on an island, by the way. Everyone else that I talk to about this, oh, it's going to be, there's going to be a unity candidate. I'm like, unity candidate at the DNC?
They have a unity candidate. It's Biden. Biden's their unity candidate.
The president. I totally agree with you. I'm living in crazy town here. Everyone's coming up with these theories like, oh, it's going to be an RFK Jr. and Michelle Obama ticket. I'm like, what are you, like, this isn't, you know, like an episode of The West Wing, guys. There are some things that have to actually fall into place for this. So I appreciate talking about this because my DMs and my you know, Twitter mentions or whatever, it's constantly, I disagree with you. It's going to be, you know, and they fill in the blank. It's not going to be Biden. It's going to be someone else. I'm like, guys, he's the president. He's running for reelection. Full stop. I don't know what else to say. I just, like, no one, you know, anyway.
There's a lot of people. Listen, if some guy's telling you the world's going to end on a certain date, you generally don't sit there and change your whole life for them. A lot of people are believing a lot of crackpot policies. And I think the problem with Republicans is we're winning on so many issues, but we're not having the same conversation as a lot of normal people. Like, you got to get away from some of these, like, very, very Looney Tune, beliefs. And it is full stop, like, people who need to get off Facebook and just touch grass for a little while. Unless he dies, which no one knows, unless he dies, he is not going to step down. Jill Biden loves being first lady. She does not want him to step down. She hates Kamala Harris, would never do anything she can to prevent him from running. His handlers, the machine, the Democrat organization, they're all running. They've had, and also listen, Democrats have had stellar special election victories. They had a great midterm as midterms go. They have no reason to. I know poll numbers for Biden do look bad. I get it, and I agree. But they have no reason at this point to sit there and think that their election is going to be a loser. Like, they don't. They think that they're going to win, and it might be a lot.
I'm going to have to keep checking in with you like every month between now and election day, because you're the only person I'm like, I agree with you on this. You agree with me on this. Everyone else is like, you don't understand. They're going to like bring Teddy Kennedy back to life, and they're going to run him as like a, he's going to be like a cyborg. And then they're going to, I'm like, no, guys, no, that's not what's happening. It is Biden. But anyway, check out for some of the best political analysis you'll read anywhere. The National Populist Newsletter on Substack. Subscribe to it. I'm a subscriber. Mr. Ryan Gradusky, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon. Thanks, buddy. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.